Esta es La Hora Extra con Richard Vaughan.
Hello and welcome again to the Extra Hour. Here we are on Friday. Friday the 3rd. Friday the 3rd of December. Tomorrow's Saturday the 4th. And then Sunday the 5th. And then Monday the 6th, which is a holiday. And then Tuesday the 7th, which many people are going to take off. They're going to take the 7th off and do an aqueducto, a big, big, long aqueduct. And then Wednesday the 8th is also a holiday, the Immaculate Conception. And so it's going to be a very unproductive week, but if you decide to follow my instructions, you can transform this unproductive week into a very stimulating and a very productive series of days. Yes, sir, simply learn the little paragraphs that I'm talking about and memorize them and repeat them aloud. Now, the book, these paragraphs, 1,000 micro paragraphs or 1,000 pasajes, will be available in, I think, in January, probably, in book form and with the audio, my own voice. This is my own piece of work. And I really think that if you follow the instructions, and the instructions ask a lot, I'm sorry. Las instrucciones te piden mucho. Okay. I have never hidden from you the fact that mastering a second language requires a lot of work. I've never hidden it. Nunca os he ocultado esto, de que el dominar un segundo idioma exige mucha dedicación, trabajo, pero vale la pena. But it's worth it, not only because you reach a good level in the language, but I think it's a very good cerebral exercise. I think it's very good in exercising your brain muscles, because trying to master the grammatical structures and the phonetics of a second language, even though it's impossible to master them completely, the road to mastery is good for your brain. You know, your brain is a muscle in a certain way. Your brain is a muscle as well. Un músculo puede, how do you say, get soft, and it can, what's the word we use? Atrofiarse. It can atrophy. A muscle can atrophy if you don't use it. And I don't think your brain will atrophy as well. Learning a second language requires a focus, tight focus and sharp focus and concentration. And I think that's very good for your brain muscles. I think it adds circuits to your brain. Añade circuitos to your brain. Okay, we're on 147. Yes, sir. Paragraph number 147. I can't think of any other way to do it than this way. That is to close the business. We've discussed the problem 100 times, and it looks like there are no other options. Whew, this is a bit difficult. I can't think of any other way to do it than this way. That is to close the business. We've discussed the problem 100 times, and it looks like there are no other options. We've discussed the problem. We've discussed the problem. Discutir. We've discussed the problem. Discutir. In English, remember, to discuss doesn't really mean discutir. It means hablar sobre un tema. That's to discuss. We've discussed the problem 100 times, and it looks like there are no other options. Maybe it's an exaggeration to say 100 times, but probably not. If you're talking about closing a business, cerrando el negocio, I'm sure that the people involved in the business have spoken about that or discussed these matters directly or indirectly, formally or informally, over 100 times. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, the person says, I can't think of any other way to do it than this way. Wow. I can't think of any other way to do it than this way. 13 words. Only one has two syllables. All the other words are monosyllable. I can't think of any other way to do it than this way. That is, to close the business. That is, means es decir. O sea, es decir. No se me ocurre ninguna otra forma de hacerlo que de esta manera. Es decir, la manera ya establecida o acordada, cerrar el negocio. I can't think of. That means it does not, no other way occurs to me. But we don't speak this way. You would say, ninguna otra forma se me ocurre. No se me ocurre otra forma. But in English, we don't say that. We say, I can't think of. No puedo pensar de otra, literalmente, en otra. I can't think of any other way. I can't think of any other way. Ah, otro modo, duo sílaba. I can't think of any other way to do it. Do it than this way. Es decir, that is. O sea, eso es. Cerrar el negocio. That is, eso es. That is, to close the business. We've discussed the problem 100 times. And it looks like there are no other options. Y parece que no hay. Se da la impresión de que. Se ve que no hay. It looks like there are no other options. No other options. No other options. It looks like there are no other options. No other options. No other. No other. No other options. It looks like there are no other options. I can't think of any other way to do it. Ninguna otra forma de hacerlo. I can't think of any way to do it, or I can't think of any other way to do it than this way. That is, to close the business. De esta manera. Es decir, cerrar. El cierre. El chiringuito. To close the business. Yes, sir. I can't think of any other way to do it than this way. That is, to close the business. We've discussed the problem 100 times. And it looks like there are no other options. Well, I'm very sorry. You know, to close the business means people will lose their jobs. The shareholders will lose their money. And not always. Sometimes the shareholders don't lose their money. It depends on how they operate the business. And it depends on their how moral they are, their how ethical they are. But usually when you close a business, it's because you've lost money. A lot of money, usually. Yes. You know, when you walk down the street of any major city, for example, where I live here in Madrid, you choose any given street. All right. A normal street. Or even a small street. Walk down the street and take note. Apunte. Apuntar en un papel. Take note. Of the businesses along the streets. Taller Manolo. And then the next one, Panadería Pérez. And the next one is, I don't know. Let's see. You could say a travel agency. And you take note of all of these things. 3 years later, the same 300 meters. And see how many of them are still there after 3 years. Probably 70%, but 30% are not there anymore. They have closed, or it's a different business. And in most of these closures, the people, the investors involved, have lost a lot of money. And it's been maybe a trauma. Every time a business closes, it's very likely, not always, but it's usually the case, that the entrepreneur or the business person or the investor has ended up losing the investment. And the investment can be maybe €1 million or maybe €500,000, maybe only 50,000 euros, but still means aún así, still, it's a lot of money. And so it can be a big problem for that person or for that person and that person's family. And so it's tough. Opening a business is romantic. Algo de romántico. Voy a emprender. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to start a business. But you need to know that 95% of new businesses die in the first 5 years of their life. So you need to do a little bit of soul searching before you decide to start a business. You need to do a little bit of introspection, okay? Self-analysis. Three words here. Self-analysis, autoanálisis. Introspection, the same as in Spanish, introspección. And soul-searching. Soul-searching. Buscar dentro del alma. ¿Cómo soy? What kind of person am I? Am I willing to work hard? Am I really intelligent or not? Okay. Do I know the business? Do I know the market? Do I know the industry? Do I understand human behavior? I mean, the fact that I think it's viable, will other people consider it? I mean, bollos y suizos, Elena. Okay. Now, let's start a business. Now, there's a little tiny storefront. There's a little tiny storefront. Now, storefront is the American word for local, comercial, a nivel calle. All right. A store. I don't know what they call say in Great Britain. Storefront. A storefront. Yes. Storefront. Wikipedia. A storefront or shop front is the facade or entryway of a retail store. Se tienda al por menor, located on the ground floor or street level of a commercial building, typically including one or more display windows. All right. So, a storefront. In Spanish, I don't know what they call it. I don't know. In French, devanture. All right. Devanture de magasin. Okay. But in Spanish, you say local comercial. Local comercial. Storefront. Okay, now there's a little storefront. It's very, very small. It's only 25 square meters. Now, it's in an area where a lot of people live. Middle class. It's in Moratalaz, in Madrid, or the equivalent in Valencia or Barcelona, Zaragoza, Bilbao, Valladolid, etc. So, it's a middle class neighborhood. And it's on a street where a lot of people pass. And it's only 25 square meters. So it's very, very small. But it's big enough to sell bread or to sell bollos y suizos. Yeah. Yo no sé si todavía se comen suizos en España. Let's see if I can find it. A suizo. S-U-I, suizo. Suizo. No, Suiza, no. That's a country. Suizo. Let's see. Comer un suizo. Let me see if they still... Because I remember when I came to Spain, they were quite popular. Que se comen suiza, no. Se comen mal. All right, you don't eat very well. Ah, I can't find it. Bollos y suizos. A ver si viene. Receta de bollos suizos. Okay, so they exist. All right, now, bollos de leche y suizos. Now, I know a young lady, she's about 35, so she's still a young lady. Her name is Elena. She's very, very attractive, and she's very, how do you say? I don't know. She's very, very, she has a very nice figure. She's very attractive. And she's very shy. Muy tímida. But she has a very nice smile. Su sonrisa desarma. Pero es muy cortadita. Yes. She's very nice. And it's impossible not to fall in love with her. It's impossible not to think she's the sweetest thing since the invention of mayonnaise. All right. She doesn't work. She's a housewife and a mother. But her children now go to school. All right. And she has time. And she knows how to make bollos y suizos very, very well. And so I suggested to her, listen, let's rent that little place, those 25 meters. And let's put you in there behind the counter. And behind you, you have your bollos and your suizos. I don't know how to say that in English. I really don't know how to say bollo in English. Because I'm not a lover of pastry. All right. But we need to spend about 40,000 euros preparing those 25 square meters. Now, the rent is very cheap. It's 400 euros a month. So it's very, very cheap. 400 euros a month is nothing. 400 euros a month. But we need to spend 40,000 euros setting up the business, because she needs dos hornos para bollos y suizos. She needs them. And then we need to create the decoration, etc., and the front, the entrance. So we need 40,000 euros. All right. What do you add? But I have a feeling, I'm convinced that if Elena is inside there, standing behind the counter, con su delantal, with her apron and her angelical face and smile and her other, how do you say, assets. But she's very well built. I think people will look in, and of course the front has the windows in the wind, and it has to be very, very illuminated so that people can see her standing there. And we'll put a sign, un rótulo, that said, Bollos y Suizos Elena. All right. And I bet that people will start buying from her simply to be able to go in and say hello. And said, hi, Elena. Yeah, I want a bollo or a suizo. Because just to meet her. So let's start that business. Now I'm going to invest 40,000 euros. After that, all the rest of the costs are variable, not fixed. Well, the rent is a fixed cost, 400 euros a month. All right. So, and the margin, unless she'll sell a bollo, each bollo will be 15 euros. I don't know if that's expensive or not. I don't know. ¿Cuánto cuesta un bollo suizo? I don't know how much they cost. Comprar bollos suizos caseros. Elaboración artesanal. We'll see. Let's see. 3 euros. Dios mío. That's very cheap. Okay. Oh, I'm not sure I'm going to get into this business. All right. 5 unidades por 3 euros. Oh, wait a minute. We can't do business like that. You see, you need to start looking into these things very carefully. How many would she have to... You know, she has a margin. Margin. If she has a margin of 2 euros per bollo or suizo, 2 euros, and she has a rent of 400 euros a month, that means she needs to sell 200 bollos or suizos per month to break even, to break even. If it costs her 1 euro to make it, of course, the cost are the ingredients and then the electricity of the oven, because the ovens are electric. So the, because if she's not baking bollos or suizos, then she's not using the electricity from the oven. All right. So the fixed costs are the rent and the general electricity, not for the oven, the general electricity, which could, plus gas, plus heating, air conditioning, whatever. Let's say 500 euros a month. So she needs to sell 250 bollos and suizos. Now, she works 6 days a week, so it's 24 days. So she needs to sell 250 to break even. To break even, that means she doesn't make any money, but she doesn't lose any money. So, 250 divided by 25 days a month. She needs to sell 10 bollos in suizos per day. Okay. Per day, which means she needs to sell about, she's going to work 10 hours. So one per hour. My God. And then she breaks even. 10 hours is a lot of time for poor Elena to be there. But she likes people, even though she's shy. And she's timid and bashful. Bashful. She likes human contact, and I'm sure she will win the hearts of the entire neighborhood. But the bollos and suizos have to be good, too. Huh? And so, that's a business. Doing business. That's how you... Now, then you see, okay, what if she sells one bollo or suizo every 10 minutes? So she sells six per hour, which means she only needs to sell one to break even. So the other nine are pure profit, and she sells them for €3. So, pure profit. So three, that's €27 an hour. If she works 10 hours a day, that's €270 a day times 25 days, 270 times 25, 270 times 25, and we have €6,750 per month. All right, and she's already covered. Yeah, she's already covered her rent. So, it's not a bad business necessarily. She works 11 months. She'll take 1 month for holiday, and it's said €70,000 a year if she sells 10 bollos or suizos per hour. If she sells 20, she's starting to get rich. She's starting to get rich. And if she sells 30, I mean, if people are lining up. Imagine people are lining up. Well, we need to have maybe to buy some more ovens, you know, then we have a production problem. The demand is greater than the supply. The demand outstrips the supply. Excuse me? I said the demand outstrips the supply. Strip. Como striptease. No, but the same word. To outstrip. What does that mean? What does outstrip mean? It means superar, aventajar, pero con por mucho, ir más rápido que adelantarse a. If the demand, si la demanda supera, o sea, se adelanta la oferta. If her ovens and her baking time, she doesn't have, no la abasto, as you say. She doesn't have enough time. It's funny about the word abasto. And that's a strange word. Dar abasto is to be enough. So she can't handle the demand. But the demand will be because of Elena, not because of her bollos and suizos. People will go there because they enjoy buying from her because she is so angelic, so sweet, and so beautiful. Yes, it's like Snow White. Can you imagine Snow White opening a shop? You know, on Calle Mayor, you know, Snow White's. Snow White's pastries. All right. And you walk in and there's Snow White. Behind the counter with her pastries. Pastelerias Blancanieves. All right. I don't know if there's a pastelería called that. You know, it might be a good idea. Pastelería. But I don't know if the Disney Corporation has a, you know, has the patent on Blancanieves. I don't think so. Pastelería Blancanieves. Maybe there's already one called that. Let's see. Ya hay uno. Pastelería Blancanieves, Antigua Guatemala, in Guatemala. In Guatemala. Where, in Guatemala? Is it really in Guatemala? Let me check on this. Hold on. Home. Let's see. Where is it? No pone la dirección. Just a second. You can call. It looks like it's in Spain to me. Yes. Y luego there's a Facebook. And there's a person who says, ¿cuánto vale? Pero escribe vale con B. ¿Cuánto vale? All right. But I can't find the address. Pastelería Blanca Nieves. All right. You know, I think I'll start a new English school. Yeah, Idiomas Blancanieves. All right, something like that. I wonder. It would certainly get people's attention, I imagine. Certainly would. Let's see, I think this is in Guatemala. But I can't find it. It's interesting. On the Facebook page, I can't find any information. Yes, Guia Mexico. Maybe it's in Mexico, I don't know. But I'm going to have to take a break. Let's see. Calle Distrito Federal, Calle Puebla. Tamaulipas. Ah, that's in the north of Mexico. All right. I have to take a break, though, but I'll be right back.
Tengo 23 años y acabo de terminar la carrera de Administración y Dirección de Empresas. Decidí hacer este máster antes de acabar la carrera porque mi nivel de inglés era realmente bajo. Veía que tenía que buscar un trabajo y que necesitaba un buen nivel de inglés. Y creí que esta era la mejor forma y una alternativa a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios, si tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo al máximo.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y dos inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Alicante, Barcelona, Bilbao, Valladolid, Valencia, Vigo, Santander, Zaragoza y Madrid. Ven a vernos a cualquiera de nuestras academias de inglés Vaughan. Ven a vernos sin ningún compromiso. Queremos conocerte. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Este es el teléfono del inglés. 91-133-5833. ¿Aún no conoces el teléfono del inglés? 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Ya sabes, el teléfono del inglés. 91-133-5833.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, here we are back together again for our second half hour of today's Friday edition of the Extra Hour, Friday the 3rd of December. Yes, we have a long, long weekend ahead of us for many people, but a lot of people have to work. Don't forget that there are a lot of people who are working to make sure that this country functions properly, to make sure that everything operates right. We need to have firemen working, firefighters, policemen and policewomen. We need to have hospital maintenance personnel. We need to have people they're a lot. I would imagine that there are 5 million people, or at least 1 million people working during these days, during these holidays. Okay, let's go on to micro paragraph 148. We've had a few problems with the new application. It doesn't always work the way they promised. We've lost quite a lot of time because of this. Okay, this is very quick. We've had a few problems with the new application. We've had a few, we've had a few, we've had a few, we've had a few, had a few, had a few, had a few. We've had a few problems. We've had a few, had a few, had a few. We've had a few problems. Really? Have you had a few problems? Yes. Yes, we have. We have had. Contracción, we've had. We've had a few problems. Well, what have you had a few problems with? Proposición al final. We've had a few problems with the new application. With the new application? But it's a perfect application. It was designed by my people, my developers and my coders and designers. Come on. Yeah. What do you mean you're having problems with the new application? Well, we've had a few problems with the new application. It doesn't always work the way they promised, the way you promised. We've lost quite a lot of time because of this. It doesn't always work the way they promised. Yes. I beg your pardon, I didn't promise you in your rose garden. But you did with this application. Your people, they promised us that this application, it would be a miracle worker, a miracle application. And we're having some problems. Up to now, we've had a few problems. We've had a few problems. We've had a few, had a few. We've had a, 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 had a. We've had a few, had a few. La demande qui? We've had a few problems with the new application. It doesn't always work the way they promised. No siempre funciona como prometieron. En inglés decimos no siempre funciona la manera en que prometieron. It doesn't always work the way. No decimos how aquí. Let's see. It doesn't always work how they promised. No, we don't say that. It doesn't always work the way they promised. It doesn't always work the way they promised. We've had quite a lot of problems. No, we've lost. I'm sorry. Bueno, Atino, eh? We've lost quite a lot of time because of this. Por culpa de esto. Because of this, because of you, because of this, we've lost quite a lot of time. We've lost quite a lot of time, or we've lost quite a bit of time. Hemos perdido bastante tiempo. O sea, in this little micro paragraph, there are two different ways of using the concept of bastante. If you translate it to Spanish, hemos tenido bastante. Hemos tenido unos cuantos problemas. We've had a few problems. We've had a few problems with the new application. No siempre funciona como debe, como prometisteis o como ellos prometieron. It doesn't always work the way they promised. The way they promised, and what did they promise? Well, they promised that it would work perfectly. And it doesn't. Well, maybe you're not doing it right. Maybe you're not following the instructions properly. No. We're doing everything exactly the way we're supposed to, the way the instructions say. But it doesn't always work the way they promised. We've lost quite a lot of time because of this. We've lost quite a lot of time because of this. All right. 149, one, micro paragraph number 149. You're making too many mistakes. Be more careful when you're operating the machine. It's not a delicate machine, but you need to go more slowly as you learn to operate it. Okay, apparently we have a new machine here. There's the we're talking here about a new machine. I get the impression that maybe it's a machine tool. What in manufacturing they call una máquina herramienta. But maybe not. It's a machine. And it's an important machine. And it seems that the people who are operating the machine, or the person, is making too many mistakes. And the person who's talking has the impression that this operator is not careful enough when he operates the machine. Because he says, you're making too many mistakes. You're making too many mistakes. You're making too many mistakes. Be more careful. Ten más cuidado. Sé más cuidadoso. Be more careful. Be more careful. When you're operating the machine. Cuando estés o cuando estás operando, o sea, haciendo funcionar la máquina. To operate the machine. We say in English, operar una máquina. Which you would say, I don't know, you say hacer funcionar la máquina. When you're operating, you're making too many mistakes. Be careful when you're operating the machine. It's not a delicate machine, no. It's not a delicate, no es una máquina delicada, no. But, it's not a delicate machine, but you need to go more slowly as you learn to operate it. So apparently this machine requires some time. Maybe like a pilot, a new pilot, flying a Boeing 737 or an Airbus 380, you know, they need some time. They need to gain flying hours to become experts operating the machine. Yes. You need to go more slowly as you learn to operate it. As, dos letritas, A-S, as, a medida que. Necesitas ir más despacio a medida que vas aprendiendo a operar la máquina. O sea, hacer funcionar la máquina. I don't know how to say to operate a machine. I mean, to operate on is una intervención quirúrgica. But to operate, let's see what they say. To operate, because operar no me suena bien en castellano, operar la máquina. All right, let's see. Opera, no, quiero operarte. Operate. Oh. All right, opera. Let's go to the English section. Operate. Operate. Manejar. Manejar la máquina. Okay. We say operate the machine. Incluso así. Manejar. Isn't there a better word? A medida que manejas la máquina. That doesn't sound... There's a better word in Spanish, and I just don't... Hacer funcionar is what I say. But I don't know. Let's go into manejar and find Spanish synonyms. Gobernar la máquina, no. Maniobrar, no. Conducir la máquina, no. Guiar la máquina, no. I can't find a good word. Yes. I guess operar la máquina. I don't know how to say, to operate a machine, to operate a machine in Espanol. Let's see if we can find how to say that. I mean, I'm a bit picky. I mean, to say operar una máquina, hacer funcionar is perfect. No problem. Operar una máquina, dice aquí. To operate a machine. All right. Fácil de operar. Utilizar una máquina. Okay. Hacer funcionar. Eso es lo que dije al principio. That's what I said at the beginning. Is to hacer funcionar una máquina. All right. Maybe that's the best way. I mean, if somebody has a sudden epiphany and can tell me how to say to operate a machine, the best way to say it in Spanish. I think I'm right, though. I think I'm right. Operar una máquina. Hacer funcionar una máquina. All right, manejar una máquina. I think hacer funcionar is the best in Spain. I don't know what they say in Latin America. I really don't know, but let's go on. So you're making too many mistakes. You're making too many mistakes. Be more careful when you're operating the machine. Be more careful when you're operating. You're dos veces. You are la traducción. Digo la contracción. You're making your yellow yedra. You're making too many mistakes. Be more careful when near. Be more careful. La N de when enlaza con la Y. When near. Be more careful when you're operating the machine. It's not a delicate machine, no, but you need to go more slowly, conforme aprendes. You need to go more slowly as you learn to operate it. Okay, McKay? Understand, rubber band? Know what I mean, jelly bean? You got it? Good. All right. Microparagraph 150. Reciting short conversations is a good way to gain fluency in a foreign language. Once you've mastered the basics, it's only a question of repeating them aloud over and over again. I agree 120%. Reciting short conversations is a good way to gain fluency in a foreign language. Once you've mastered the basics, then it's only a question of repeating them aloud over and over again. Over and over and over again. Ba 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 ba. I don't remember that song. I think it's the Dave Clark 5. Over and over and over again is by the Dave Clark 5. Yeah. Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was dead. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. Okay. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. Wow, what a bad song. All at once it happened, the prettiest in the world. Okay, pretty girl. And be my girl. And I said, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? All right. I'm not going to continue with this song because this song definitely doesn't deserve a Grammy Award. But it's by the Dave Clark Five. And this group, for a period of about a year, was a clear competitor of the Beatles in 1964, 1965. And some people thought during the year of 64, 65, that the Dave Clark Five may take over as number one group. But it didn't happen, and the Dave Clark Five disappeared maybe 1 or 2 years later. But they had some pretty good songs. And this song is good from the point of view of the power of the song. Pop, pop. It's got some beat and rhythm to it. Beat, como beat, beat, como batir, o golpear, to beat, also means el compás, el ritmo, pam, 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 the beat. Yeah. and the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. Yeah, lyrics. Yes, the beat, lyrics, and the beat goes on. That's by Sonny and Cher, I think, yes. The beat goes on. Yes, the beat goes on. And then Cher says, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-dee. It's an interesting, Charleston was once the rage. It's difficult to sing this song, I'm not going, but the beat goes on, The beat is el paso que se marca con la música. Pam, 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 pam. And you start. Let's see what Word Reference says for the beat. That's the Beatles. Centennial beat. To beat. The beat. Yeah, B-E-A-T. Yeah, B-E-A-T. Beat. Golpear, dar un golpe is to beat. Moler a palos, okay, to beat, all right. Vencer, también derrotará, ganará, to beat. Now, the noun, the beat, is el ritmo musical, el ritmo. The dancers move to the beat of the music. Los bailarines se movían al ritmo de la música. All right, al compás de la música. Yes, sir, to the beat. And the beat goes on. Estoy hecho polvo, I'm beat. Se usa mucho, eh? Oh, I'm beat, I'm beat. I'm really beat. We use that word a lot. The beat. El tempo. Tempo. El tiempo. El tempo musical. Where were we? Por donde íbamos? I forgot. I've lost my place completely. Where were we? All right. Reciting short conversations. Reciting short conversations is a good way to gain fluency in a foreign language. Yes, sir. It's a good way to gain fluency in a foreign language. Repeating short conversations. Once you've mastered the basics, una vez que hayas dominado lo básico. Once you've mastered the basics. It's interesting, the basics, the acoustics, ethics, dynamics. Yes, sir. Words ending in ICS. All right. Words ending in ICS. All right. We have quite a few. A lot. Yes. The civics, que es la cívica. Civics. It's interesting. Civics es el estudio de los aspectos cívicos, del civismo. Civics. In fact, civics. Civics. La cívica. La cívica. I've never heard this in Spanish. Cívica. De la ciudad o de los ciudadanos o relativo a ellos. Okay. Del ciudadano. Perteneciente a la ciudad, la cívica, la cívica. All right. Referente al civismo. I took a class in civics. Yeah. Subject, civics. School subject. When I was in eighth grade, I took a subject, civics. And I thought it was good. I thought it was a good... Civics is the study of the rights and obligations of citizens of society. I think in Spain they call it no sé qué para la ciudadanía. I can't remember the name of that. But that's been a controversial, you know, para la ciudadanía. And I can't remember. It's called something here, para la ciudadanía. I can't remember what it's called. Información para la ciudadanía. No, it's called educación. That's it. It's called educación para la... I think that's what they called it. Educación para la ciudadanía. Okay. Y los derechos humanos es el nombre que recibe una asignatura diseñada para el último ciclo de la educación primaria en toda la y toda la secundaria en España por el gobierno de Zapatero. All right. Yes, fue suprimida. Okay, went by Mariano Rajoy. Fue suprimida como asignatura íntegra por el gobierno de Rajoy. All right. You know, I agree and disagree. I agree that it's a good idea in secondary, not primary necessarily, but yeah, secondary, to have civics. Civics is el estudio de los derechos de la ciudadanía. Civics. Civics. Educación cívica. All right. Formación cívica. But you see, if it's too politicized, no, that was the problem here, but because there was a political slant, un sesgo político, in how it was taught. But the basic concepts of civics are important, very, very important. And so it created, rightfully or wrongfully, I didn't follow the polemics. I didn't follow the controversy. I was not interested in it. But I personally defend a course in civics. Now, when I was living in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, in eighth grade, we had civics class. It was only 1 year of civics. Civics, formación cívica para la ciudadanía. And it was a good course because we learned and we practiced parliamentary procedure, what we call in English, procedimiento parlamentario, which means is how to conduct a meeting in a formal way, mociones and time limits and things like that. Se abre la sesión, sesión, se cierra la sesión, se abre, tiene la palabra el señor Pérez, etc. This type of formal, we learned that. We also held elections and president of the class, the vice president, the secretary, the treasurer. And then we also had a trial, un proceso judicial, con jurado, with a judge, a jury, a prosecuting attorney, a defense attorney, and we had to perform these functions in civics class. We had to learn the American Constitution, the preamble, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, etc. The American Creed, I believe in the United States of a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, etc. And we had to familiarize ourselves a bit with the Constitution, the American Constitution, and the amendments. Not history, because we had history class at the same time. But we had civics. And so we had to learn about local government, state government, federal government, the judicial branch of the government, the executive branch, the legislative branch. All this was in civics. And then more personal things of civismo personal, personal behavior and things like this. I thought it was a good class. But you only need 1 year. I think in Educación para la Ciudadanía, I have a feeling that they put that to replace religion. But I don't remember. I don't remember the polemics on that because I didn't pay attention to it. So I really don't know. Educación para la Ciudadanía. And it was quite controversial. But in any case, let me see if I can find a conclusion. Eliminación de la asignatura. On the 12th. Let me see if it's in English. It is in English. Wow. Education for citizenship. Okay. Several sectors in the Conservative People's Party oppose the introduction of this subject. Although important leaders of the Catholic Church have been against it, labeling it as totalitarian. Other sectors, for example, the CEAPA, Spanish Confederation of Students' Parents, do not disapprove of it. All right. Well, it depends on how. I defend it if it's not slanted. Slanted means sesgado. Si hay una infusión política excesiva en this, no. If it's neutral, yes. I support it 100%. Yes. And if I were a leader of the Catholic Church, I would support it as well. Siempre que fuera neutral. As long as it were neutral in its political approach. To learn how the parliament works, to learn all, you know, the basic elements of how society should function in a moral, ethical, and civic way. Oh, but I'm running out of time. Yes. But it's interesting. We'll come back another day. But, hey, enjoy your super long weekend, okay? And drive carefully. Take care.
En nuestras redes sociales para enterarte de las ofertas especiales más aptas para ti. ¿Quieres aprender inglés desde la comodidad de tu hogar? Con las clases de videoconferencia de Vaughan, nuestro método y los mejores profesores llegarán a tu casa, sea donde sea, para enseñarte de una manera más cómoda que nunca. Apúntate ahora a las clases de videoconferencia de Vaughan. See you in class.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan